You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? It is Friday. We say TGIF, don't we? It is Friday, October the 27th. And The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial. Going through from now, just a minute after 7 until 10 o'clock this morning. Trying to keep you occupied wherever it is you isn't going to be going today. Right. Let's take a look. We've got a birthday for this morning. It's a singer. Well, not a singer, Isaac Singer. He was born on this day. The year was 1811. An American inventor, actor, and an entrepreneur, he made important improvements in the design of the sewing machine and was the founder of the Singer Sewing Machine Company. Many had patented sewing machines before Singer, but his success was based on the practicality of his machine, the ease with which it could be adapted to home use, and its availability on an installment payment basis. I remember my gran had a Singer. She didn't. But it was the name. You said the Singer. You didn't say a sort of sewing machine, did you? Just said, get the Singer out, dear. Yes, getting up first thing in the morning, putting on his blue jeans. David Dundas from Scotland, by the way. Right, tis the breakfast show, time, 5.5 minutes exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock. And, well, what have we got for? We're going to be looking, of course, on a Friday at What, Where and When with, that's with Yasmin in the last hour. Not so sure there's going to be anything happening at all. Unless you want times and dates of the marches. And, also it is Friday. We will be getting our freaky fun facts for a Friday. From where? From Ingrid.
All the time that we spend together, I won't fuss, I won't fight, trying to make you mine. You know I'm not that kind. Woo! Come on. You know I'm not that kind. 'Cause I'm not that, that kind of girl. And it's not my kind of world. No, it's not for me. Not where I wanna be. Help me out. Tell me what.
we go. That is Mazad Marashi there and Rudy Rudy. We are 13 minutes, almost exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. I'll just take a little read, actually, see if there's anything new in the papers. One of the things I saw, I think I might still have it here on my machine, which, of course, is one of the things that we hadn't perhaps thought of, the delivery and dispatch of fuel has been severely affected this week after the closure of the country's main avenues by various groups and citizens who reject the approval of the mining contract. October 26th, yesterday, Petróleos Delta informed its customers that the Bahia Las Minas fueling load, or the fuel loading terminal in Colón, is closed. It's not been possible for trucks to enter and leave this terminal, which has prevented the delivery of fuel to customers and, wait for it, airports. They even reported that as a result of the protests, there were incidents such as direct attacks on trucks loaded with fuel that were trying to leave the terminal to supply the national market. So there's something else you might want to think about. I mean, come on, I mean, attacking fuel tankers is a little bit stupid, isn't it? It's starting to sound like Nigeria. We're 14 minutes, that's after the hour of 7 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Cool FM. I tell you what, we're going to do this. I'm not sure where you're going to be going, but we'll get you showered up and we'll get you smelling nice anyway for Friday, even if you're at home. There's a classic if ever there was one, isn't it? Gloria Gaynor there, and I Will Survive. I'm not sure, really. Well, there you go. Out you get with all that's going on in the world right now. And what's going on here as well? What a mess. Anyway, that song, that was released, what, October 1978? It was the second single from her sixth album, Love Tracks. And it was written by Freddie Perren and Dino Fekaris. A top-selling song, of course. It is a popular disco anthem, still is, as well as being certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. And there we go. That's brought us to 18 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Oh, well, don't look back. This is Boston.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Some great lyrics to that one, isn't it? Rod Stewart and the Temptations there, and the Motown song, of course. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. We are just 28 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on this Friday morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception. A sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low costs and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Play. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, Heavy D and the boys. Now that we've found love. Before that was Roxette.
Oh, yeah.
And it must have been love.
What are we gonna do with it?
Right, well, just to prove that the world is not completely crappy. Well, no comment. Here's a little bit of a good story for you. Heman Beckley's invention, skin cancer treating soap, earned the 14-year-old a $25,000 prize and the title of America's top young scientist. For the 3M Young Scientist Challenge, Beckles developed a compound based on soap that treats melanoma, the most common cancer in the United States, by the way. This soap only costs 50 cents to make per bar. and it's Bechel's goal to create a non-profit to distribute the product to people in need. As part of the competition, Bechel was paired with a 3M scientist to help him take his idea from concept to prototype. I believe that young minds can make a positive impact on the world. Bechel, a ninth grader from Annandale in Virginia, told US Today, I've always been interested in biology and technology, and this challenge gave me the perfect platform to showcase my ideas. Now, there is a good story. Not many of those around, are there? Two in a row. This one is from Pink. I got money now. Ed Sheeran's going to follow with I Don't Want Your Money. Yeah. Keep an eye on the time. We're coming up to 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Top of the hour. Some of the local news.
Times, yeah, they're pulling out my hair, getting my time. Not just the win, I'm I'm in your bed on my back times. Baby, every time I call, it's a bad time. Just want you here on your own. There ain't no diamonds, silver or gold that can replace a man's love in a home. And she keeps telling me over and over. She say, I don't want your money, baby, oh. I was strapped for cash, and that's not attractive. Working my ass, trying to make a success out of myself, I guess. I could have been more present, but I was in a mess. I remember being on tour, staying up on the phone. 30-minute conversation, boy, when you're coming home. I can't be building a family life here on my own. Baby, I'm doing it for us, so why you taking that tone? Like I'm the bad guy. I thought it wouldn't make me better in your dad's eyes. I'm busy stacking up the paper for the bad times. Cause baby, you never know, I'm popping right now, but they will come a day when I won't. There ain't no diamond, silver or gold that can replace a man's love in a home. Yeah. And she keeps telling me over and over. She say, I don't want your money, baby, no.
There we go, Ed Sheeran and I Don't Want Your Money, featuring, by the way, the lady on there. H full stop, E full stop, R full stop. The time right now, we're 4 minutes away from getting to the top of the hour. Another birthday for you this morning, Theodore Roosevelt Jr. He was born on this day, 1858, American statesman, of course, author, explorer, soldier, naturalist, and reformer, and in his spare time, he served as the 26th President of the United States from 1901 to 1909. Now, let's see what we got. Take us to the top of the hour. Or how about Hitching a Ride? This is going back in time. Vanity Fair.
I got no faith. Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron. As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th Annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023BritishBallTickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
if I sang out of tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you all I need is my brother. I say I'm gonna get high. Tell me, don't you say it no more.
I will help my friend.
Gonna get out of my friend.
I will help my friend.
Yeah. All the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like mine. Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friends? I promised myself I'd get by. Said I'm gonna try it with them.
There we go, two great tracks in a row. Started off with UB40, and here I am. Come and take me. General invitation there. Followed on, that was Joe Cocker, of course, off of a great album of covers of Beatles songs, with a little help from my friends. Time on The Breakfast Show right now, 24 minutes almost exactly. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's do this.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's here. It's Friday, and it's freaky. I don't know if it's going to be your what you normally get, Freaky Friday fun facts, but these are some facts that I thought were pretty fine and pretty freaky and pretty fitting for a Friday. What are the five types of protest? Well, there's marching, where groups of people walk together through the streets. There are rallies, where people gather at a location to hear speakers. There are pickets and sit-ins where people surround, occupy, or block off an area. And there are riots where protesters turn violence against people or property. I think in the last week or so, we've had all of these happen right here in Panama. So let's get started. 11 student protests that changed the world. In many societies, young people are looked down on. They're viewed as powerless, entitled, or even lazy. They're expected to obey authority without question. However, students have led many of history's greatest protests. They recognize oppression and injustice and organize in mass, often putting their lives and futures at risk. Here are 11 examples of students protesting that changed the world. Number one. The Fisk University protest, 1925. Fisk University has a long history of student activism. In 1925, Fisk President Fayette McKenzie restricted many student activities, including discontinuing the school newspaper, cutting most extracurricular activities, and putting restrictions on interactions between male and female students. McKenzie was also seeking endowments from foundations that didn't want students to challenge the Jim Crow laws. W.E.B. Du Bois, who had attended Fisk, gave a speech on campus criticizing McKenzie. Student and alumni began demanding changes, which McKenzie initially agreed to enact, but then he backtracked. In March, after a peaceful protest, McKenzie called the police, who broke into the men's dorm, violently searching for the agitators. This act turned into the tide of the students' favor. More protests began, as well as the boycott of the school. In April, Fisk resigned. Number two, the White House Rose, 1942-1943. The White House Rose was a peaceful resistance group in Nazi Germany. The group's founders were medical students, watched SS troops murder Jewish civilians on the Eastern Front. Upon returning to Munich, the group joined other students and began anonymously publishing leaflets opposing the Nazi regime they'd once supported. Sibling Hans and Sophie Scholl were center figures in this group. And in 1943, the White Rose was painting graffiti on buildings around Munich, which had the phrase like, "Down with Hitler." The group was caught spreading leaflets and arrested, then went through a sham trial and were beheaded. On the day before her execution, at 21 years old, Sophia wrote the word Freiheit on the back of her indictment. Freedom. Today in Germany and abroad, the White Rose resistance is highly respected and inspiring to young activists. Number three, the Greenboro sit-in in 1960. The peaceful sit-ins and segregated lunch counters were some of the first protesters during the civil rights movement in the United States. In 1960, four black students from North Carolina Agricultural and Technical College planned a sit-in at Woolworths. On February 1st, they went inside, sat at the lunch counter, where they were denied service. They refused to leave. Police quickly arrived, but the students remained calm. A local white businessman who was working with the students alerted the media and spread the protest's message. The protesters grew so that by February 5th, there were 300 students protesters at Woolworths. The sit-in movement spread to other college towns, including segregated libraries, hotels, and other businesses. By the summer, many businesses had public facilities beginning integration, including the Greensboro Woolworth. Number four, the Kent State University shooting in 1970. Protests against the Vietnam War persisted through the 1960s, many of them led by students. When Richard Nixon was elected in 1968, he promised to end the war, but in 1970, the U.S. invaded Cambodia. Protests began the next day, including at Kent State University. Over the next few days, tension built up between police and protesters. On May 4th, the university officials tried to ban a scheduled protest, but around 3,000 people showed up anyway. They were greeted by 100 Ohio National Guardsmen armed with military rifles. When the crowd started shouting and throwing rocks, the guardsmen opened fire, killing four students and wounding nine. The most famous image of the carnage, a Pulitzer Prize-winning photo by John Philo, shows a 14-year-old girl crouched over the body of one of the victims. The Kent State campus shut down and a national-wide student strike with nearly 4 million participants took place. Anti-Vietnam War protests like the one at Kent State changed student activism forever, raising the stakes of protests and cementing the anti-war sentiment in millions of Americans. Number five. The Tlacotto Massacre in 1968. The 1960s were a tumultuous time all over the world, including in Mexico. The student protests began after riot police were sent to deal with a fight between high school students. When the police failed, the army arrived, killing a handful of students after blasting open a campus door. Students quickly organized, and over the next few months, protests against oppression and violence took place. The government refused to meet with the students' demands. However, on October 2nd, 1968, thousands gathered at the Three Cultures Square at the Tlacolacudo housing complex. Soldiers showed up to arrest the students. When the gunshots rang out, the soldiers began shooting. Government sources claim that only four people were killed, but witnesses' accounts describe hundreds of bodies. A formal investigation didn't take place for decades. It's still unclear how many died, but official documents suggest a special branch of the military posted snipers to provide the troops. Today, and October 2nd, is recognized as National Day of Mourning and a symbol of resisting authoritarianism, with Mexicans saying, October 2nd, never forget. Number 6, the Soweto Rising in 1976. In South Africa, the apartheid system fueled violence and discrimination against black South Americans from 1948 to 1991. Unequal education was a major part of apartheid. In 1953, the Bantu Educational Act brought South American educators under the national government's control. The schools were not maintained well. In 1961, only 10% of black teachers had graduated high school. In June of 1976, between 3,000 and 10,000 students marched in protest of a specific educational directive on unequal education as a whole. Armed police attacked the march, killing between 160 and 700 people and injuring about 1,000. Students continued to organize, and anti-apartheid protests spread across the country, drawing international attention and condemnation of the apartheid regime. Groups around the world began pushing universities to drop their investments in corporate support of the South African government, setting the stage for the end of apartheid. Today, June 16th, is the National Youth Day in South Africa. Have you ever heard of the Velvet Revolution in 1989? Since the end of World War II, the Czechoslovakian government had been controlled by a communist party that suppressed criticism. In 1989, 9 days after the Berlin Wall fell, students gathered in Prague to recognize the 50th anniversary of a protester's death during a demonstration against Nazi occupation. The protest transformed into an anti-government event, with students chanting anti-communist slogans. The police responded with violence, but the protest grew and spread to other cities. On November 20th, 500,000 protesters gathered in the Wenceslas Square. 8 days later, the Communist Party leadership resigned, making way for a new anti-communist government. Václav Havel, a poet, playwright, and major leader of the democratic movement, was elected president, and the Czech and Slovak regions were separated in 1993. Havel was elected as the first president of the Czech Republic. Because of the students' peaceful overthrow of the government, those critical weeks of protest became known as the Velvet Revolution. Many of you will know this one. Number 8, the Tiananmen Square in 1989. In spring of 1989, Chinese students were growing eager for political and economic reform. Despite relative prosperity, high inflation and corruption sullied the government's reputation, students began protesting for more individual freedoms and human rights. When one official supportive of democratic reform, who had been forced to resign, died, huge numbers of students protesters gathered. In Tiananmen Square, a demonstration grew to 1 million. To disperse the crowd, the People's Liberation Army arrived with tanks and tear gas. It's unknown how many were killed or wounded, but thousands were arrested and some executed. The protesters were eventually cleared, but though not before a photograph snapped a picture of a lone man squaring up to a row of tanks. The photo quickly became the legendary and was censored within China. The man was never identified, but his image lives long as a symbol of resistance. Number 9. The March for Our Lives in 2018. On Valentine's Day in 2018, a gunman killed 17 students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Students from the school founded Never Again MSD and began organizing a rally called March for Our Lives. The march occurred on March 24th with hundreds of rallies across the U.S. Between 1 and 2 million people participated, making it one of the largest student-led protests since the Vietnam War. Students called for the increased for gun regulation, including universal background checks, a ban on high capacity and bump stock sales, and raising the federal age of gun ownership to a possession of 21 years old. Students across the world organized these rallies in solidarity. As America continues to reel from frequent mass shootings, students will remain a powerful force in the fight for change. That number 10, global climate strikes in 2019. In 2018, Greta Thunberg began protesting outside the Swedish parliament with a sign reading, "School Strike for Climate." Her protests earned international attention, and by 2019, global strikes were being organized, known as the Global Climate Strikes. Events were scheduled in over 163 countries on 7 continents. It's hard to pin down the exact number, but millions participated in what was, at the time, the largest climate change protest. Youth-led climate protests continue to proliferate across the world. While Greta Thunberg is the most famous young climate change activist, many other students are pressing for action around the world. If the major progress on climate change occurs, it'll be driven by young people driving it. And the last one, number 11. Youth protests in Thailand, 2020 and 2022. In 2019, Thailand moved from a military dictatorship to a semi-elected government. Though it remains dominated by the military, authoritarian tactics remain, leading to mass demonstrations in 2020. Students began organizing protests and rallies, drawing thousands of participants. They adopted a three-finger salute that originated from the Hunger Games franchise. The movement didn't have a clear leader, so many groups used social media to organize and call for democracy. Protests became violent as police escalated with tear gas and rubber bullets. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, police harassment, prosecution of prosecutors, protesters, internal conflict, the youth-led movement has mostly left the streets. We will see if the protests begin again, more stem from the 2023 Thailand than its general election. Well, this was a long one, but it was important. We have a lot going on here in this country right now. We have what I said in the very beginning. We have all five of the examples of protests going on right now. The Cooks family never was able to get up here to El Valle. They flew in for a two-week holiday and could never cross the bridge. They were turned around by police. They were threatened by different protesters. And there were some very lovely Panamanians who helped them find a hotel and then helping them get to the airport so they could leave early. I want to wish them a very safe and healthy travel to return back to Texas. And wishing all of you out there who are protesting, please do it safely. Protesting is a dangerous endeavor. It's very valuable and it has great power. Be careful. Please be careful out there. This is your Freaky Friday Fun Facts, protests. Until next week. Back to you in the studio.
We'll be right back.
you go. Some interesting Freaky Friday fun facts from Ingrid this morning. And followed on, well, you know this one, don't you? It is, of course, the Beatles and Revolution. Right, and I'll tell you what, news just coming in, taking a look at what we got here. But the president, Laurentino Cortizo, sorry, just getting it up here on the screen, reported Friday morning, if you're expecting some good news with regards to what's going on in this country, you ain't going to get it. Laurentino Cortizo reported this morning that the Panama has left the grey list of the International Financial Action Group. Panama has been officially excluded from the grey list of the International Financial Action Group, another important commitment fulfilled for the development of the country, he said on social networks. Well, I think he got a bit to do to pacify what seems to be going on right now. There, an Echo Beach. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, just a few seconds after 15 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. This is the local news at 8. Well, we do have it again for 9 o'clock this morning. I have it on good authority from Yasmin sitting there behind me that we do have a few events coming up for Sunday, which is rather nice. So we'll be taking a look at that, and if we've got a couple of people born on this day in the world of music, we'll be throwing those in as well. That's in the next hour of this morning's programme.
Cause you're my fella.
I'm no good, Amy Winehouse. Just saying, yes, Ben, if she hadn't sadly passed away due to suicide, I wonder what great music we would be listening to now from Amy Winehouse. What a sad, sad story. Became one of the members of the 27. In other words, people that, famous people, that passed away or did away with themselves at the age of 27. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you want to know what was going on in the 60s, well, Peter Starsett's going to tell you with Where Do You Go, My Lovely.
You talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jeanmaire. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on, yes it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs. And when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set. And you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head, yes I do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire. But they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly bone takes, and they try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes, you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head. Na, 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 na.
Go two classics in a row. You're So Vain, of course. That one comes from Carly Simon, written and sung by her. And before that was, well, telling you all about the goings-on in the 1960s. That was released in 1969. And that was Peter Starsted. Where Do You Go To, My Lovely? Some great references in that song. You got, Marlene Dietrich, Zizi Jamer. She was a French ballerina. Pierre Balmain, of course, a designer. Boulevard Saint-Michel. The Rolling Stones, well, we know who those are. Sacha Distel, know him as well. Sorbonne, the university in Paris. Picasso, Spanish pioneer, of course, of modern art. Juan Lapin, that's a fashionable beach resort on the French Riviera. And a topless swimsuit. Yes. Right. I should do Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Remember that one? See if I can dig that out. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. It's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
the best place to be in the mornings.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Show with Jerry D.
And everywhere I'm looking, the memories of my past.
There we go. We started off with ABBA and Fernando, and that one is The Whole Wide World. While you were listening to the news, I was busy downloading Hackney Diamonds, the latest album from the Rolling Stones. And that was just a quick sort of look at some of the tracks, and came across that one and put that on quickly. Whole Wide World, and so far, so good. I have a question. If Mick Jagger is 80 years of age, which apparently he is, how does he sing that and keep his teeth in at the same time? I really wonder how that works. We're 22 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And Yasmin tells me that we've got a couple of things happening on Sunday, which is going to be interesting. And also we've got a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. So we'll be back with that in a few minutes. But first of all, There we go. That is All Summer Long from the Beach Boys. Time on the Breakfast Show, 24 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. I tell you what, I sort of use a thing called Flight Radar, which is a very useful app, which you can use for keeping a track on flights. Like when the good lady went away, I was able to actually see her flight going across to San Diego. But don't know if you heard the other day, there's an off-duty a pilot from Alaska Airlines trying to shut down the engines in mid-flight. And I've got a little piece here. It says an off-duty Alaskan Airlines pilot occupying the flight deck jump seat on a Horizon or Horizon Air. This was an E175 attempted to pull the fire suppression engine cutoff handles. The pilots were able to prevent the engines from turning off and safely diverted the aircraft. And they've got a blog post about it as well for flight data and timeline of events, etc. And listen to our in-depth discussion on this week's AV Talk, where we review what we know so far, including the possible involvement of psychedelic mushrooms. I wonder what else they serve on the plane. Anyway, it's a very good morning to Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
And a happy Friday to you too. You know, them some psychedelic mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard about that, but never try it.
No. I mean, how do you know if a mushroom is psychedelic?
I don't know either. I don't know, but I like them. I like them because I have a lot of photos of them.
Of psychedelic mushrooms?
No, every kind of mushroom.
Oh, every kind of mushroom.
Yeah,
I used to have a lot, but I had to get rid of them. There wasn't much room. Never mind. Boom.
They're cute.
What, mushrooms are cute?
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
Yeah.
I like them on toast.
Oh, yes.
Mushrooms on toast. Oh, lovely. Lots mm-hmm. of butter.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, because the Chinese use a lot of mushrooms in their uh-huh. food as well. But I don't know, I guess I'm so used to the English taste of mushrooms, English mushrooms,
mm-hmm.
that, of course, the Chinese ones taste completely different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They don't, yeah. So that's all right, though.
I don't know. They really doesn't have, like, a taste. It's
no, not
just,
really.
I don't know, the texture. I don't know what it is, but I love them.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. Psychedelic mushrooms. I must get a ticket on that flight. I mean, we're lucky the pilots didn't have it, aren't we, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because then we would have had problems. So, anyway, how's your week been so far? Quiet?
Well, yeah, but kind of crazy because, you know, at the foundation I have to do the arts every day. Like,
mm-hmm.
Tomorrow we're going to be open on that schedule. And then the next day, a different schedule. And then the next day, you know, everything is like in a rush.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of crazy, but good.
Yeah, we're surviving, aren't we? I've not been anywhere this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me neither.
No, so...
just here.
Yeah, but apparently, I mean, the good lady, she goes up to her office in El Barrio, and there's, of course, right in the centre of the city. It's no, not really much of an issue with traffic.
Mm-hmm.
The only issue is that there isn't any, which really isn't an issue, is it?
No.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I mean, I was watching... you and I were talking about it earlier. I was watching the events unfold yesterday evening in Casco.
Mm-hmm.
And I was rather concerned because there's no way they'd have got all those people in Casco anyway. And, of course, the Independence Square, where the cathedral is,
mm-hmm.
Was absolutely packed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, strangely enough, the channel I was watching, I can't remember if it was TVN, but anyway, they lost their signal.
Mm-hmm.
For about, I mean, when you came back, there was tear gas everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're so lucky that nobody was seriously hurt because people were trying to get out of the square. And, of course, it's, you know, there's so many people there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't these people have these sort of things, hailing thing, where you tell people, you know, move away or, you know, or look, if you don't disperse, we're going to use tear gas. I mean, it was ridiculous. Young people, old people with their eyes streaming.
Mm-hmm.
So ridiculous. I mean, that could have caused a lot of problems doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not acting very responsibly in some respects, unfortunately. And I don't hear anything from the government.
No.
You know, stone silence. Mm-hmm. President Cortizo came on this morning and told us we're off the grey list. Well, some people are on the black list. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're surviving and we're coming up to the weekend. And you tell me we've got events on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I saw a few events. I don't know if people like to be or to have a risky life.
Well, yeah, just stay in the city.
They can go. Yes, maybe, you know, they like an exciting life,
mm-hmm.
so they can go. And also, people can just make sure on Instagram on their accounts, because, you know, in the last moment they can just cancel.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So in Panama Viejo, on Sunday, it's going to be open for everybody. You know, they do that every month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be open for free, and this is from 9:30 on Sunday until mm-hmm. 3:30 p.m.
Okay.
So you can go there and, you know.
I haven't been there for such a long time.
Oh, now is your time.
Yes. Yes.
You never know. And let me see. The other one could be, this is at Mac Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Also on Sunday, they're going to be open from 1 to 5 p.m. And they're going to have different activities for the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Also, please check before going there
yeah.
on their Instagram account, because they said they're going to have different activities, you'll be able to see all the exhibitions,
mm-hmm.
and you can pay just a donation, whatever you want. Started from $1, you can make a donation
mm-hmm.
and spend nice. The day mm-hmm. there. Yeah,
yeah. No, it's a lovely family. Place to go.
Mm-hmm.
We're due to go over there and do an interview as well.
Oh, yes.
So mm-hmm. must sort that out when things settle down a bit. By the way, before your next piece, have you seen anything this morning? Have there any road closures this morning? Anything like that happening?
Just in Panama Viejo,
mm-hmm.
in front of the how do you say, the tower and everything.
Oh, yeah, the tower, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just there, but
okay,
nothing else.
So mm-hmm. You should be all right on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully. We'll see.
Yes. Okay, so things are quieting down a little bit today.
Mm-hmm.
But if certain people think that's the end of it, I don't think so.
No. I saw that there's going to be a protest at 3 p.m., I
mm-hmm.
guess. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
And they also say the hour of the end is going to end at 6 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be here, the same place they started yesterday at Cinta Costera.
Right.
Where the sign of Panama, the huge sign,
mm-hmm.
they're going to have the meeting.
Okay, and I think that's being responsible as well, saying, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to go on. So, you see, the thing is, you don't have to go out on the streets en masse and cause mm-hmm. Trouble. You can do it selectively. You just, you know, go and stop people, you know, certain people, not mentioning their names, go to work or, mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
stop things working. I mean, it doesn't have to be quite as excessive as we're doing at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this issue is serious. I think it needs to be addressed urgently.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned to you earlier on, yes, normally when you have a situation like this with something which is so important for mm-hmm. both sides,
mm-hmm.
okay, whether it's and considering the number of people that they tell us that work at the mines,
mm-hmm.
I haven't heard or seen one single protest or march in favour.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard any or seen any, or am I missing something?
Me neither. No.
You know, I've not seen one thing in favour of the mining. In fact, I saw yesterday, it was on the news today, there were even protests, believe it or not, in Donoso.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is where this is. So I think, you know, some people need to go away and think very, very seriously about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the government is there to do the will of the people.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So apparently, and we're told. Anyway, we digress. What's our next? Anything else? Yes, or have we exhausted it?
No, I have three more.
Wow, okay.
Three or four. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Okay, the next one is, you know, La Tribu Performance. They're going to have a City of Knowledge at mm-hmm. the gym.
Mm-hmm.
This is every Saturday mm-hmm. at 1 p.m. They have free classes for kids and adults
mm-hmm.
from 7 to 100 years old. can go there and enjoy them.
I'm nearly eligible. I got to wait till I'm 100. Hello?
Yes.
I wonder if I would keep my teeth in.
Yes. And yeah, that's at City of Knowledge every Saturday at 1 p.m.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay, let's talk about who was born.
Yeah, let's do one of those.
The first one was Simon Le Bon. He was born in 1958. Vocals, Duran Duran, who scored the 1983 UK number one single, Is There Something I Should Know, plus 25 other UK top 40 singles, and the 1984 US number one single, The Reflex.
I like The Reflex, but I'm going to play this one.
Please tell me now. Please tell me now. Please tell me now. Please tell me now.
Brings back some great memories, that one. Remember when that came out? Yes, Duran Duran. Is there something I should know? Well, there is. the time. 21 minutes before the 10 o'clock. I'm all excited today.
Oh, yes? Why?
Well, because I've got the new Rolling Stones album.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I thought it was coming out last week. It came out. I got it this morning.
So you're going to be listening during the whole week?
I'm going to be listening.
The weekend?
Yeah, because I don't know. I've only had a... Because I was doing it while the news was on, so I downloaded it. So I've not really listened to anything. So it's all exciting, really, isn't it?
Good, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wonder if I'll still... Do you think I'll still be doing this at 80? Do you think I'll still be doing this when I'm 80?
Hopefully.
Well, it's been very nice being with you this morning. And now we're going to play a record.
Unless you find something better to do.
I think people are going to be offering me jobs. Let's get him off air. What else is there better to do, really?
Yeah, I know.
Nothing. Sitting here playing music, annoying everybody. It's a great job. good morning to Mandy, by the way. Mandy drops a little note just now. Good morning to you, Mandy.
Hello, good morning, Mandy.
I love this look. She sent me a picture of a dog banging a pan.
Yes, yes. It's cute.
It's cute, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. She says, cheers to Yasmin and her cute mushrooms.
Aww.
And cheers to you and your shrooms. So, not mush there, then. Not mush. Never mind. Boom. So thank you very much. Always nice to know you're out there. Don't forget, by the way, our WhatsApp number is 677-188-22. 677-188-22. Pops up on the screen in front of us so we can always get back to you if you want us to. Unless you're really, really, really rude. thanks, Amanda. Lovely to hear from you. Right, what else we got now? What are we doing?
Oh, do you know Awaka? He is bringing back the Gasco Door Project. Remember?
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, I love that thing. Yeah.
I love them too. Yes. So creative.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go right now until November 11th to see the exhibition at Hotel. This time it's going to be at Hotel La Compañía and Hotel Central. These two hotels.
Okay.
And the silent auction will be in November the 1st. That's Wednesday at 6 p.m.
Cool.
At Central Hotel in Casco Antiguo.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, but you can right now go and see the exhibition.
Oh, that's great.
Which is beautiful, you know?
Yeah, no, I love that. I love that thing to do. And I mean, I wonder if anybody's done a revolving door so you can spin it around and look at all the different pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not.
No, I don't know.
And what happens when there's no old doors left in Casco?
They're going to create them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So wonderful, yeah. No, some great artists. And some of the imagination is good, what they do with these doors. Harry, remember Harry? Harry Siegel. He normally does a door, I think, at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and the auction is always to provide educational care and attention to children in neighborhood and orphanage, Hogar de la Infancia.
Oh, great.
So this is a great event to support.
Yeah, excellent. Oh, good.
Also, let me see. The next one could be... there's another exhibition. This is... do you know where is Casa del Soldado? That's in Plaza de Francia. It's a little museum in Plaza de Francia.
I got a feeling I do. Is it near that little theatre?
Yes, kind of. It's in the back. There's another exhibition called Azules Latitudes, and it's going to be there until November 3.
Okay,
from
Saturday, the end of next week.
From Saturday to Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is a little museum, but it's beautiful. I love it. It has two or three floors. It has a library inside.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it's very cute. I really love it.
I haven't been called that for a long time.
Casa del Soldado is the name. So everybody can go there. And the last one is at another museum. This is Museo de la Libertad. I've never been there. But they have an exhibition right now about Alzheimer's. The Hidden Memories by Heriberto Gómez.
Oh, okay.
It's an contemporary art exhibition. Let me see. This is from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And the entrance for adults is $5 and kids are $2.50. So yes, you can also go there. This is interesting. You know, Alzheimer is important and
very, very important topic. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was reading an article, actual fact, in it's over in the UK. They say that the number of cases of Alzheimer's is increasing
mm-hmm.
quite a lot,
exactly.
And they're working very hard as well for some cures mm-hmm. at the moment as well. So,
yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I just can't imagine mm-hmm. what it's like.
Yeah.
For both sides. I mean, that person, I guess, for the actual person suffering,
mm-hmm.
they don't know anything, because
exactly.
it's there, but for the people that are around them and having to help them, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Yeah.
So, anyway, fingers crossed, because
mm-hmm.
they're finding... you see, that you had that piece earlier on, a little bit of good news we did,
mm-hmm.
About the guy, 14 years old, together with Sunny, they developed a soap for skin cancer.
Oh, yes, yes.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, there is some good things happening out there.
Exactly.
You just got to dig deep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what's next then, yes?
Okay, the next one, who was born in the same music,
mm-hmm.
is Scott Weiland. He was born in 1967, vocals.
Mm-hmm.
With Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
1993 UK number 23 single, Plush.
Mm-hmm.
Velvet Revolver. 2004 US number 1 and UK number 11 album, Contraband. Weiland has also established himself as a solo artist,
mm-hmm.
releasing 3 studio albums, a cover album, and collaborations with several other musicians since 1998.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I've chosen one of the tracks, so I've got quite a few tracks by Stone Temple Pilots. There's one in particular I like. It's a relatively slow one.
Mm-hmm.
It's called And So I Know.
Because again, never been.
That's Star Trek, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Stone Temple Pilots and So I Know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, that's it then, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
So we're not really going to know what type of weekend we're going to have, are we? But look on the bright side.
Mm-hmm.
Next week's a 4-day week.
Mm-hmm.
The week after that's a 3-day
yes.
week. The week after that's a 4-day week.
Yes.
Then nearly Christmas.
Love it. And on Monday is Ian's birthday.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, why didn't you tell me before? I would have bought him something. I don't
know
what.
I told you before.
Well, that was last year.
No. No, no, no.
His birthday's on Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll tell you what, we can let him come and do the program.
Oh. And play the saxophone.
Yeah, bring him in and play the saxophone. He's not doing school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let me tell you, right now it's closed everywhere.
What is?
It's closed. The roads are closed.
What now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was quick. You just
yes.
said it was what? Is it because of us?
Oh, no. Okay, let me tell you. In Santiago,
mm-hmm.
where I was,
mm-hmm.
is closed.
Mm-hmm.
The bridge, the main bridge. In Villa Centenario is closed both
mm-hmm.
ways.
Mm-hmm.
In Costa del Este is closed in front of Riversmead.
Mm-hmm.
Corredor Sur, let me see something here. I guess Corredor Sur is closed too. Via Avenida de los Mártires.
Mm-hmm.
There's a group of policemen. So right now it's like, don't move.
Don't move. No, good advice.
Mm-hmm.
Good
Via Centenario hacia mm-hmm. Panama Oeste is closed. Las Mañanitas.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Díaz in Los Pueblos Mall. Brisas del Golf is closed too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, as I said earlier on,
mm-hmm.
to those who are in charge, this ain't going away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I said, I don't see anybody on the streets in favour.
Mm-hmm.
They're just ignoring
yes.
everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, let's mm-hmm. wish everybody a safe day, a safe weekend.
Yes, yes, yes.
And now, you mentioned, I'm going to play mostly, but it's a song by Amy MacDonald. I perhaps might run over a little bit. Amy MacDonald, because you're talking about Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote this, it was because I believe her grandmother suffered, and she was explaining to the kids what had happened to her grandmother. It's called
oh, wow.
Left That Body Long Ago. The beautiful words.
Mm.
Oh, my dancing's getting slower now, 'cause my years, they're getting older now. And my eyes, they won't cry. My tears have all run dry. And my memory doesn't get me very far. I can't remember my name or exactly who you are, and I don't know why. No, I don't.
Give it all.
tell you a very emotional song, that one. That's Amy McDonald, and it's called Left That Body Long Ago. Well, that's it. Unfortunately, it's brought us to the end of this morning's program. So we're going to have to go up and try and survive for the rest of the day. And One Dear Bridge, Costa del Este, is coming from Felipe. He sent us a picture. It says just 15 people create such a chaos. I think the chaos has been started somewhere else. Anyway, that's it. Big thanks to Ingrid this morning, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for our freaky fun facts for this morning. All about, believe it or not, protesting. Big thanks to Yasmin for what, where and when. Some things going on over the weekends. Hope you can get to them. Big thanks to Yasmin for that. Also, a couple of people born on this day in music. Thanks to our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to you, Neil. To the boys and girls, the group of Grud are about to shut us down. As always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, what do we want you to do over the weekend? We want you to stay safe. All right? Stay safe. Keep calm. And, well, we'll be with you 7 o'clock on Monday. What do we want to be doing? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, from Jerry D. Ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Quiroz. Co-producer, Neil Danby.